for WMRA News, I'm Bob Levicky. Poultry workers protest Cargill's labor practices in Dayton. A coalition of conservation groups has gone to court to challenge federal regulators' decision to approve the proposed Atlantic Coast Pipeline and a bill to expand Medicaid advances in the General Assembly, but it contains work requirements for recipients. The Democrats oppose. This is the WMRA Daily for Wednesday, January 31st.
Support for the WMRA Daily is provided by the shops at Stonefield at Route 29 and Hydraulic Road in Charlottesville, featuring a collection of shopping, dining, and entertainment experiences with ample parking. Learn more at shopsatstonefield.com.
Poultry workers and activists marched to the Cargill Poultry Plant in Dayton on Tuesday to deliver a letter charging the company with unfair labor practices. Three female workers at the plant say that Cargill fired them because of their efforts to organize employees into a union. The group also alleges that Cargill denied a fourth worker's request for overtime because of her union activities. Speaking for the group of activists, Michael Snell-Fikema said, quote, "The firing of these three workers and the retaliation against the fourth demonstrates that Cargill is continuing to violate the commitment it made to respect the human and labor rights of its employees." The group has also protested Cargill's hiring of a labor consulting firm, Culture Consulting, that the protesters allege has a record of unfair labor practices. A judge has declined to move a perjury case against the chief organizer of a deadly white supremacist rally. The Daily Progress reports that the Albemarle County judge declined on Tuesday to move the scheduled March 20th trial of Jason Kessler, but it took a defense motion under advisement, allowing the court the option to move the case later if a jury cannot be seated. Attorney Michael Hallahan argued that media coverage demonized his client, Kessler, and would make finding an impartial jury impossible. The perjury charge stems from a sworn statement Kessler made alleging he was assaulted by a Charlottesville man. Kessler later pleaded guilty to assaulting the man he accused. A coalition of conservation groups has gone to court to challenge federal regulators' decision to approve the proposed Atlantic Coast Pipeline. The groups announced Tuesday that they had filed a petition with the 4th U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals in Richmond, contesting the Federal Energy Regulatory Commission's decision to permit the approximately 600-mile natural gas pipeline. Opponents of the pipeline, which would run through West Virginia, Virginia, and North Carolina, say the agency's approval process is flawed and did not adequately determine the true need for the project. Lead developer Dominion Energy has said that FERC conducted an exhaustive and thorough review. The commission has a standing policy not to comment on court cases. The Southern Environmental Law Center and Appalachian Mountain Advocates filed the lawsuit on behalf of 11 conservation groups. And one note, the Southern Environmental Law Center is a sponsor of programming on WMRA. Republican leaders in the General Assembly are now saying they won't talk Medicaid expansion unless Democrats support work requirements for the program. A bill to do just that made its way through a key committee on Tuesday, as Virginia Public Radio's Mallory Nopain reports.
Republican Speaker of the House Kirk Cox says the goal is to get people off Medicaid and independent.
Work's a good thing. I mean, most people want to strive to work. There's dignity in work, and it creates a self-sufficiency that a lot of people really want.
In Virginia, fewer than a third of current Medicaid recipients are able-bodied adults. Of those, half already work. Most that don't say they're taking care of a kid or are sick, meaning they'd probably qualify for an exemption. In fact, an analysis of the proposed work requirement by the Department of Budget and Planning assumes it wouldn't apply to any current Medicaid recipients, but it would still cost the state $10 million in additional red tape. Cox says he doesn't buy those numbers.
That is nothing more than an effort, not even a direct effort. Let's be direct with each other. That's an effort to kill the work requirement.
The House Appropriations Committee now takes up the bill. They'll also be considering the governor's budget proposal, which has Medicaid expansion baked in. In Richmond, I'm Mallory Nopain.
Legislation that state regulators say could leave Virginians paying double for large-scale upgrades to the electric grid is advancing in the General Assembly. A state House panel on Tuesday approved a bill sponsored by Delegate Terry Kilgore to overhaul how electric rates are set for Dominion Energy and Appalachian Power customers. The bill was amended from an earlier version to placate some concerns that the bill was too friendly to electric monopolies. But one key provision, which would let utilities avoid having to reduce rates by increasing investments in the electric grid, remains. Dominion said the provision promotes rate stability, but regulators said that customers would effectively be paying more than twice what was necessary for such upgrades. Lawmakers said more changes to the bill are likely. For WMRA News, I'm Bob Levicki. Thanks for listening, and enjoy your Wednesday.